T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 now here at KNSS. About 30 states across the country saw gas prices go up in the past week, but the national average stayed steady at $2.86. Kansas is at $2.67. Sean Stewart with AAA says, between geopolitical and weather concerns, there's a lot of uncertainty in the fuel markets right now.
It's really hard to predict where gas prices are going to go from week to week, sometimes even day to day. There's just so many factors out there with the oil market, with OPEC, with, you know, the potential for supply distribution interruption.
The Atlantic hurricane season, and particularly any storms that affect the Gulf of Mexico, can cause delays in the supply chain in August and September. Here in Wichita, prices went up to $2.69 early this week. The University of Kansas has removed an altered U.S. flag that was part of a public art display on the Lawrence campus.
The flag was removed from in front of the university's Spooner Hall late Wednesday afternoon. The removal came less than an hour after Kansas Governor Jeff Collier said the chancellor had promised to take down the art display. Collier and Secretary of State Chris Kobach demanded the flag display be removed, saying it was disrespectful to the country's military. Kansas congressional candidate Steve Watkins first raised the issue Wednesday, but had not demanded that the flag be removed. The display, called Untitled Flag Number 2, went up on July 5th. It's been moved to another location on campus. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The rhetoric is ramping up as Congress, that is sending President Trump a message on tariffs.
The Senate overwhelmingly passing a non-binding resolution 88-11 Wednesday, designed to give Congress more say about tariffs imposed in the name of national security. The measure winning unanimous support from Democrats and a vast number of Republicans. South Dakota Republican Mike Rounds, who voted in favor of the measure, tells Fox News at night,
Congress wants to have a role in those discussions. If you're going to interpret all of these different tariffs as being critical in the national defense of our country.
President Trump has criticized the congressional effort, arguing the measure would tie his hands in negotiating new trade deals. The Senate vote comes just one day after the president slapped steep new tariffs on China. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
The rhetoric ramping up, Democratic leaders vowing to fight President Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
Several Republicans are singing the praises of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I think as America gets to know him better through this process, people will be very impressed.
Senator Rob Portman, after a meet and greet with the judge, Kavanaugh also meeting with Lindsey Graham, Mike Crapo, and Orrin Hatch. This is Democrats gear up for a contentious confirmation battle. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We will fight this nomination tooth and nail.
Several Democrats hitting the judge over whether he supports the retention of mandated coverage of pre-existing conditions under Obamacare. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A mystery hacker has reportedly been trying to sell U.S. military secrets on the dark web.
Documents that could reveal weaknesses in the Pentagon's MQ-9 Reaper drone, tank operations, and information on how to reduce the capabilities of explosive devices, all reported by the Wall Street Journal to be up for sale online. Cybersecurity researchers say the information was stolen by an unidentified hacker. Details on the Reaper drone were allegedly taken from an Air Force captain and selling for as little as $150. So far, there's no evidence the hacker's tied to a foreign country or specifically trying to steal military documents. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A case of destruction of property in northwest Wichita involving two men in their 80s, and it led to one man being arrested. The case reported early Tuesday in the 11,500 block of Westport, where an 86-year-old man reported seeing a neighbor pouring gasoline on a tree on his property. Police arrested an 80-year-old man for willful criminal damage to property.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Your air conditioner will likely be on high again today as temperatures soar above average. 98 with sunshine for the high this afternoon. It'll be clear and warm tonight, down to 76. Upper 90s on Friday and 98 again on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we've got a south wind at 7 miles per hour. 75 degrees with Steve and Ted here on a Thursday morning. Now, protesters will fly a giant inflatable Trump baby near Parliament to coincide with the president's visit to England. The 20-foot-high balloon caricature depicts the leader as an angry infant wearing a diaper and clutching a mobile phone.
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. Is it funny?
It's amusing.
It will fly in Parliament Square for 2 hours Friday morning. Organizers who crowdfunded the balloon hope it can be a symbol for all those campaigning against the president's policies. The blimp was approved by the Greater London Authority, and the mayor defended the decision, saying it's not for him to be a censor or to decide what is in good or bad taste. Some people have a good sense of humor about those kinds of things. Let's hope that the president does if he sees it and just says, hey, that's kind of funny, and goes on about his business.
It's certainly more clever than people screaming at each other
yeah.
and throwing things.
Or throwing things, yeah. Utah police are looking for the owner of a loaded gun left behind on a baby changing table in a women's restroom.
Nice.
At a suburban Salt Lake City aquarium, authorities say they don't plan to file criminal charges against the gun's owner. They just want to find out how the pistol was left behind and return it. Police Lieutenant Chad Carpenter says it's not uncommon for people to leave weapons behind in bathrooms and other places.
Oh, no.
A woman found the weapon when she tried to change her newborn baby with her 4-year-old son in tow at the Living Planet Aquarium, which doesn't allow weapons, by the way. Says the gun atop the folded-up table was a tragedy waiting to happen, and she's upset no one will be charged. Yeah, nobody needs to take responsibility. Oh,
no crime was committed.
Responsibility for crying out loud, that's a dated deal. We're just talking a minute ago about, I started ranting and raving about dry. I know people right now, they're out there involved in this drive time stuff and not real busy yet, but it gets pretty clogged up, I know, during the Steve and Ted show, and people are listening to, which is great. You can get stuck in traffic, you can listen to us longer, right?
Of course.
But I gotta apologize.
See, there's a silver lining there.
I thought that project east of Webb Road on Kellogg, I thought it had been going on for like 2 or 3 centuries, but only since 2015. Jad did the research. So I'm sorry, I would apologize. I think they all blend
into each other.
Yeah, but
once they finish Oliver and Woodlawn, then they start doing rock, and then that rolled on into Webb, and that's rolled on into Greenwich. It just keeps rolling along.
And when they do that, they contract for something like that. There are incentives in there for them to finish earlier and disincentives if they finish late. And so I know that the state knows what it's doing. When you look out there and you say, shouldn't there be some trucks moving or people doing something? And when I go by there, I just don't see that. You see people stuck in traffic swearing at the state, saying, why the hell do we spend tax money, Your tax dollar's not at work. Anyway, I hope Tom Hine from KDOT's not listening, Tom. I'm not blaming you. Let's see. Oh, we have the news about the new animal protection officer. Heather Frazier is her name. Apparently somebody in the PD is going to be involved in keeping an eye on animals, animals and abuse of animals and I don't know. Is it a big problem? Do you see much on the blotter every day, Ted, when you go to the police department? Do you see much on animal abuse down there?
No, I mean, not as much as some other crimes.
I know.
But I mean that animal control unit does keep busy.
I'm sure they are. I mean, there are animals running crazy all over the place.
Yeah, I see a couple a day. I mean, okay. It's not rampant, I don't think, but there certainly are cases that come across regularly.
Well, they have to have their priorities at the police department, and I guess the animals is part of the job.
It's one of the divisions.
All right, it's 6:38 now with Steve and Ted. Let's check the commodities now. The KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Now, Wednesday, the live cattle had their lowest trade of the past 8 to 9 trading sessions, while the feeder cattle had their lowest trade of the past 7 sessions. Cattle complex bounced off their session lows, but still closed with triple-digit losses yesterday. We still have not seen any cash cattle trade in our feed yards. Lean hog futures had mixed trading yesterday. They also scored new contract lows and closed with mostly triple-digit losses. At the close yesterday, August live cattle, $1.60 lower, $103.85. August feeders, 245 lower, 149.40. August lean hogs down 97 cents at 68.80. Yesterday, negative trading and negative losses hit the wheat, corn, and soybean futures ahead of today's 11 a.m. monthly USDA supply and demand report. The corn and the soybean futures made new contract lows yesterday. Selling was tied mostly to negative technicals and news of possible more tariffs being placed on China's goods imported to the U.S. Now, the grains and the soybean futures are grossly oversold technically and fundamentally. At the moment, September KC wheat's a penny and three quarters higher at 475 and three quarters. December corn also a penny and three quarters higher at 355. November soybeans up 3 cents at 851 and a quarter. August crude oil 49 cents higher at 7087. August gold down 90 cents at 1,243.40. September S&P 14 and a half points higher, 2,788 and a half. September dollar index 19 cents higher at 94.68. With September Dow Jones futures up 185 points at 24,874. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
You said, I caught a phrase there about something being oversold, futures oversold.
Yes.
What does that mean? How can you oversell something?
Well, it's mainly based off of how they look technically on a chart, and they have been pushed to an extreme to the downside where they're oversold, they're due for a bounce to the upside. Yeah, the other side of the coin where something's overbought too. But, Steve, one thing I always tell people, you can get an oversold territory does not mean the market's got to turn. They can hold an oversold territory longer than you expect sometimes.
I mean, and you're talking about the prices changing because of it, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so if I wanted to buy one soybean, what would I have to pay today?
Well, one soybean don't cost too much, but if you want to buy a 5,000-bushel contract.
Is that the way they do them? They bundle them up in 5,000 bushels?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You've got two different ways of buying soybeans in the futures market. There's what they call the regular contracts, 5,000 bushels, or there's a mini contract, which is 1,000 bushels.
So if somebody was way back when, well, it looked like Donald Trump was going to be elected president, if somebody knew that he was going to do tariffs and whatnot at that point, what would they have done to corner the soybean market? Would they have sold or bought?
They would have sold.
Okay.
They would have sold. And this idea of cornering the market has never really ever been accomplished.
Yeah, that's
tried by the Hunt brothers in the silver market and a few others over the years, but it's never really been accomplished. Now, Steve, if you want to throw your money behind something, we can sure give it a try.
You think I've got money to spend, huh?
Well, maybe you can borrow a little bit from Ted and Jad.
Well, see, what we're doing here is, Steve and Ted, we're trying to corner the radio market.
You're doing a good job of that.
Think we're close?
You're getting very close.
All right, thank you, Tom. 641 now. Keep it here. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up. He's going to talk about Social Security exceeding income. That's on the way, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.